Monday, April 8th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Alleluia. And our morning prayer hymn. Hail this festal day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, when we in Mary's praise our joyful anthem raise. Ave Maria, the maid who was born for us, who bore for us the Redeemer. Blessed is she by all creation, blessed is she in her child. Hail this festal day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, when we in Mary's praise our joyful anthem raise. Ave Maria, the Virgin Mother, pray for us sinners. Hail Mary, full of grace, Mother of mercy and love. Hail this festal day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, when we in Mary's praise our joyful anthem raise. Star of the ocean most fair, O lead us to Christ our brother. Pray God defend us, ever guide us, show us his loving care. Hail this festal day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, when we in Mary's praise our joyful anthem raise. Sing out her praises, ye choirs of angels, sing all ye peoples, heavenly hosts rejoice, sing to her glory and praise. Hail this festal day, blessed day to be hallowed forever, when we in Mary's praise our joyful anthem raise. And now, the psalmody. Beginning with the antiphon, the angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. Repeating the first antiphon, the angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. And repeating the second antiphon, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. And the third antiphon. Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishments on all the people, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeat the psalm prayer. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forevermore. Repeating the third antiphon, trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior. Alleluia. And our reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Being born in the likeness of men, he was known to be of human estate. And a responsory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Alleluia, alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation, when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying, May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Mary received God's word with joy. May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. You looked with love on your lowly servant. In your mercy, Father, remember us and all your children. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word. May we echo her loving obedience. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. May God's Holy Mother help us. Help all in distress, encourage the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful. May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, your word became man and was born of the Virgin Mary. May we become more like Jesus Christ, whom we acknowledge as our Redeemer, God and man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.